Welcome to the Olivia Towers podcast. I am so glad you are joining us, whether this is your first time or you have been here from the beginning. You are so welcome. I would love for you to share these podcasts onto social media, either on Facebook, which is Olivia Towers Dressage, or Instagram, which is Towers432. Let's get into it. This podcast, I have taken a nugget of wisdom out of my exclusive podcast, which is Take the Reins with Towers. And this one is all around improving your contact. And in this particular section I'm sharing, I am talking about what a good contact should feel like. And I've used some of the best analogies I think I've ever come up with. If you train with me or you've had a lesson with me, you will know how much I love using little analogies like this. And I think this one works really, really well. And hopefully it will make people understand how important it is to get a consistent contact. But also within that, it means that you have to move. And that is something that I always see people doing is when I say be consistent, they freeze. And they're like, if I just like don't move, it will be consistent. But I demystify that in all of this. And I think you guys are going to find it really, really useful. Do share when you are listening to this onto social media. I love hearing what you guys think and where you're listening to it. If after listening to this, you do want to get your hands on the full version and also all of the Take the Reins with Towers episodes, then all you need to do is join our Patreon program. This is a monthly subscription of just £3.20. It's actually in US dollars when you go to do it. So it's $5, but it works out. At £3.20, and you can cancel this subscription at any time. But what the subscription allows is for you to listen to all these exclusive podcasts, and there is so much knowledge and advice and training tips crammed into these guys. Honestly, everybody's saying how much they love them, and they're helping people already, so I'm really, really chuffed. And yeah, I'd love for you guys to join this. To do this, all you need to do is either follow the link that is in the bio for this podcast, or you can go to my website and go to the podcast section. So my website is www.oliviatowersdressage.com. You'll see the podcast section, and then you will see a big old button saying become a patron. Or you, if you're on Instagram, you can go to the link in my bio and you will see exclusive podcast episodes. You just click on there and then it will take you through to the Patreon page. I do need to mention, because this was a bit of a teething problem when we first started this up, before you put your email in and your card details, you have to create an account on the page that you're on the Patreon page. Otherwise, a message is going to keep popping up saying invalid email. And a lot of people struggle with this because it's not very obvious that you have to create an account, unfortunately. But yeah, all you need to do is create an account first, and then you can put in your email, put in your card details, and voila, you will find all the podcasts on there. There are still not loads of them yet because it's such a new thing, but there is one coming every month. And hopefully with more support, I'll be able to up that and just to give you guys more value and just to keep growing this. But it's already gone down really well. And thank you so much, everyone, for the support. And yeah,
let's listen to this little nugget of wisdom from the exclusive podcast for improving your contact.
Very often riders, like especially on younger horses or more inexperienced horses, are like, I really want a lighter contact. And so what they do is they kind of like throw the rein away in hoping that the horse is gonna carry themselves and sit on their hind legs. And very often when you see the horse just isn't ready for that. So with the younger horses, or your horse might not be young, but it might be inexperienced in coming round and getting a good contact, what you're looking for and what the ideal feel would be is that you have an even weight in both reins. And again, like I said, that's tough to find, but you want a weight in the reins. And I have to stress that quite a lot. You do have to have a weight in the reins. And this next word is crucial. It has to be consistent, okay? So I try and describe to my
pupils, my pupils, my clients, is imagine you were carrying shopping bags, not like really, really heavy, you know, just a few items in each hand, and they're equal. When you're walking along, that feeling, that weight is not going to change. You're not going to suddenly have more in your shopping bags than, you know, someone hasn't just snuck along and put a can of baked beans in there. They're going to be constantly the same feeling. And that is your job as a rider, is to keep the same weight down the reins. That is where it's really difficult, especially when you have a horse that tries to drop the reins or pull the reins. Your job is to get them back to that consistent feeling. And what you really don't want to get is where you're like getting this pulling on and off feeling, because what you're doing there is disconnecting the horse each stride. And the hard thing with this is, even if you let go for one moment, you then have to reconnect that horse. So if you think about a rider that's letting go, if, like, even on a half 20 meter circle, letting go about like 10 times in that half 20 meter circle, they're disconnecting that horse each time. And then they have to reconnect it. And that can be very frustrating as a rider, because you're like, why is it not getting any better? The hard thing about this as well is to even notice you're doing it is tough. It's kind of like a bad driving habit. Very often the riders don't even know they're doing it. And I know that I have to be super careful. If my contact's going a bit dodgy, I have to really focus on what on earth, what am I doing? What's going on here? And that takes full concentration. Which can be really, really hard. Okay, back to the feeling of what you're looking for. The other thing as well is, it's almost, you have to have a consistent contact, but to have a consistent contact, there has to be some movement. And I want to explain what I mean by this. Very often when I say to a rider, right, we need to be a little bit more consistent in hand, they will pin their hands in one position and be like, right, I'm not going to move, and then my hand's going to be consistent. Your hand may be consistent. I do that in bunny ears, but the horse is moving and everything else is moving, so you're the only still object in this, so then it's inconsistent. Imagine you were holding hands with someone, whether it be, I don't know, your daughter, your son, your partner, your mum or dad. Now, if you were going along and you were holding hands with them and you just went rigid in your arm and didn't move it as you were walking, it would be extremely awkward, and that would go through to the other person's arm, and it would be like, oh, this is uncomfortable and weird, and it's not soft and supple. Whereas what you do is your arm is loose, and I'm not saying this is not the perfect analogy, by the way, because your arms can't be completely floppy when you're riding. There has to be some good tension in there. But your arm's loose, it's following the movement of the other person. Sometimes that's a little bit of a swing, it's supple, it's soft. If they turn one way, you kind of follow them. If you turn one way, they follow them. Yeah, sometimes there's a little bit of a tug, a little bit of like, oh, we're going this way, but the other person reciprocates that, obviously, if you're having an argument. Not that you'd be holding hands, but you know what I'm saying. I'm trying my best with this analogy. I thought it was great. You see what I mean? You're following each other. There's this like, almost like this communication through you holding hands. And that is what you're looking for with the horse. That is the feeling you're looking for, is that you're following each other. So if you think about your hand being, I call it the neutral position, where you're not doing a half halt, you're going to have a slight movement. And that's a slight movement of it just going forwards a little bit as the horse moves. And that's different in trot and canter and walk, because it's different paces. And your job as a rider is to find that. And there you have it, guys. That is the little nugget of wisdom I have brought you from the exclusive podcast that I did all around improving your contact. There was so much in the big version. I mean, I think there was loads in this little version, but there's even more. And we run over like common problems and how to overcome them in that one. So like I said at the beginning, if you want to get involved, just follow what I said at the beginning. You can find it on my website. You can find it in my Instagram bio link, and just click on the exclusive podcast or go on the podcast section, and it's all explained on there. I'd really love if you came and joined us. There's many more podcasts around different things, and yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this little podcast. If you did, make sure to share it onto social media. The easiest one is Instagram stories, and just tag me in it, which is towers432. Send it to a friend if you think they will find this useful. And stay tuned. There will be many more podcasts coming soon.